Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Fleet Week is off, at least for the time being. What was supposed to be Houston's first visit by thousands of sailors, marines, ships, and airplanes is now victim to the current government shutdown. Fleet Week, when the show was still on, organizing chairperson Rita Hex talked with Hello Houston, describing how it all came together.
A couple of years ago, in advance of the 250th anniversary, the Navy really started thinking about what are the maritime communities that we really haven't engaged with as much. And Houston, of course, was top of list for them. So it's actually been nearly 2 years in the making, the conversations and the thought process. And
the good news, according to Mayor John Whitmire, is Fleet Week celebrations will be held next year as the country celebrates its 250th year of independence. Meanwhile, SNAP benefits to needy families and seniors could be the next program furloughed due to the government shutdown. 25 states, including Texas, say they may not make SNAP benefit payouts in the month of November unless the shutdown ends. Still, there could be delays in getting the program restarted. The U.S. Marshal's Office has arrested the final suspect dating back to a 2021 murder case in which three others have been charged. 49-year-old Luis Argueta was taken into custody in Mexico and then eventually booked into the Webb County Jail here in the States. Argueta is expected to be extradited to Harris County soon. He was featured on the FBI's most wanted list, accused of shooting Eddie Clark. Three of Argueta's family members have been charged in the case. In sports, a federal probe and indictments handed down against NBA players and coaches alleging illegal gambling. News 88.7 is following the story closely and will bring you updates. Checking your weather, partly sunny with a chance of showers today, a high of 86 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy, 72 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.